Your relationships are ready for a fresh start. Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention. This is what I will be focusing on going into our session today. But of course, I invite you to bring in anything that you are working on that this might call to mind, or anything else that you would like to bring in as an intention for today's session. Please do so. To get us started, I am going to light some sage to cleanse this shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And slowly begin to deepen your breath. As your breath deepens, tune into your body and just notice where you are in space. How is gravity holding you? And can you sink into it a little deeper? Relaxing into the comfort and protection that Mother Earth provides. And just know that these next few minutes are just for you. You do not need to think about anything else except where you are right now. Give yourself permission to just be here now. Here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Cleanse out any stagnation. Okay. Whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, take up space and expand. And exhale. And tune in to the collective, to all of the souls that are joining us across space and time, sharing this breath, sharing our ritual. Can slowly allow your breathing to come back to a normal rhythm. And when you're ready, you may gently open your eyes. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, I invite you to call back to mind our intention of the other, of community, and anything else that you may have brought into today's session as well. If anything comes to mind, a question or a thought, feel free to hold it there or just be. Whatever feels right to focus on is right. Okay. The Ace of Cups. Beautiful for our theme of other in relationship to relationships, right? The Ace of Cups shows a ghostly hand in shrouded in smoke holding out this goblet, this cup that is overflowing with a few streams of water into a pond below, and a bird that looks like a dove carrying this communion wafer down into the cup. I mentioned this yesterday, actually, but this smoke symbol here usually in the tarot represents spirit or ephemera, aether, source, whatever, you know, insert word here that works for you in your worldview. We all know at this point, if you've been here with me for a while, that the cups is the suit of romance, of relationships, of the feelings, of the emotions, of passion. And I'll throw in another kind of symbol from the tarot. Ace cards are always a beginning, right? It's the beginning of the suit. It is a new age that is dawning. For some of you, there is a new relationship coming in, and this isn't necessarily romantic, but it can be. But something feels reborn. If you do have a steady partner, maybe it feels like you've kind of entered into a new era in your relationship with each other. If you are working on building a community, maybe it feels like there's been breath, life breathed into this thing, right? This is giving me the feeling of like whatever was stagnant in your relationships, in community, and in your relation to other people, we're kind of shedding and allowing almost a childlike innocence to kind of come back in and color how we're thinking about these relationships. I think as relationships grow and get stronger and stronger and stronger, and I think this is true for romantic, platonic, familial, any kind of love or relationship, but as they grow, there can be a sense of monotony that comes in because it's kind of like, well, I know this person now, you know, we know how this rolls. We know the roles that we usually take in this. We know kind of the part that we play. But there is something about the cyclical nature of human beings and our experiences that allows us to also go back to the beginning with these people and experience a new kind of dimension in this relationship. It almost makes me think of the Fool card, which is the first card in the tarot, and the Fool is carrying a little bindle on his back, which usually represents the baggage that he is bringing in from a past life, right? Whatever is kind of coded into his soul, into his being as he enters into this incarnation. And that's kind of what I'm feeling here too. It's like you're stepping into this new era of relationships, not ignoring the lessons and learning that you have from the past with this relationship, not taking for granted anything that you've worked on or anything that this person has built with you, but allowing a return to some of the kind of puppy love feelings, some of the blind optimism, reckless, radical optimism that starting anew can bring. I also just got like the feeling in the movie Tangled when Rapunzel is like first out of her tower, and it's like everything is so beautiful and she wants to see it all, and she just has this like blind optimism about it all, right? Of course we know that's not true, and she faces all sorts of challenges and learns all of the different dimensions of life, but there is something so pure about leaning into that joy. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Ace of Cups, our theme of community, the other, relationships, and anything else that you may have called into today's session. Our mantra is going to be, I embrace renewal in my relationships. It does kind of feel like this rebirth, this turning over a new leaf. Okay, here in a moment, I'm going to invite you to take another deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we will repeat our mantra of I embrace renewal in my relationships. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I embrace renewal in my relationships. For our practice today, I want you to go back and find a photo from the beginning of whatever relationship has kind of been called to mind as I've been talking this through, as we've been kind of dissecting this piece. What relationship has it been? Has it been a specific friend, your partner, a friend group, a community you're trying to build, a family member, whoever has kind of popped into your mind's eye? Go find an old picture and remind yourself of the beginning of this beautiful love story. Again, romantic or any other relationship, it is a beautiful love story that you have unfolded with each and every person in your life, no matter how long or short or difficult or easy or anything it has been. Remind yourself of how far you've come with this person or people. It's really, really beautiful that we get to live this human experience alongside other people. Like, that is truly the gift of being a human, is that we have the ability to have an individual experience and see that someone else is having an individual experience too, and learn from each other. Bells, source confirming our message here. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today. If this resonated with you, please send this to someone that you think this would also resonate with. Maybe send this to the person that it called to mind that you are thinking of as you watch this ritual, and see how they respond to it as well. And let me know down in the comments who this person is. Is it your partner? Is it your best friend? Is it your grandma? Is it anyone? Let me know what this person or people, again, could be a group, could be a community, means to you. Thank you all so very much for being here with me today, and I am very much looking forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening or watching, please follow, subscribe, give this video a like, leave us a 5-star rating and a review, and fill the prompt down in the comments. Let me know who this made you think of. This is really great to help spread the message. If you find that this is helpful, engaging is a great way to let it help someone else. And commenting, I just like to know what's resonating with you so that I can continue making content that you enjoy, that you find helpful. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.